Welcome to Minster Bank Community Voices, where we give you a behind-the-scenes look at the people who make our organization great.
This week's guest is David Oliver, Wealth Management Advisor at our Minster location.
Well, when I got started, I came right out of college, and just like any other senior, you put your resume out there. And what that did was it got me into an insurance company, and that company transitioned from an insurance company to the financial services, which at that point got into the investing side of the business. So I had been there for a few years and then made the transition over to Minster Bank when I kind of wanted to get away from the corporate world.
Are you from Minster originally then, or Minster area?
Minster area, I'm from Versailles. I was in Troy before and I decided to come over to Minster, pretty much the same exact drive. So, and the communities are very, very similar to one another. So it was an easy transition to make.
So thinking about your job and your day-to-day role, what does a typical day look like for you, if there is such a thing as a typical day?
It's kind of funny you asked that. I asked that during my interview process before I took the opportunity, and I didn't really get a straight answer, and I understand why, because we really don't have a typical day. The easiest way to describe it is we try to work with our customers. We try to meet with new customers and really just make sure we can take care of them as best as possible. So there's a lot of things that we do, but a typical day is basically in at 8 o'clock and then scheduling and kind of just meeting with people throughout the day, right? Easiest way to describe it.
Thinking about working with some of the people that come in and see you, are there a lot of common questions that you usually get asked?
Yeah, the biggest question I get is, what are the rates gonna do? How are the rates gonna be over the next few months? Whether that's the Fed rate, the interest rates, and then also I get a lot of questions on how are the markets doing? Are they going up? They going down? When do you think the next big dip is going to happen in the markets? Is the biggest questions I get.
Besides coming into a financial advisor like yourself, are there any resources or books or websites that you recommend to people who are new to investing and want to learn more?
There are a few different things that we recommend. A lot of times there's a ton of information on our website. Our marketing department does a great job of getting all that stuff out on our website. And then they also do their different blogs that they have. So there's a ton of information that way. And then we typically, if there's like market research, we're gonna go to Morningstar. Morningstar is kind of our turn to as far as information. That's pretty much the industry standard is where you find market research.
Okay, great. So everybody be sure to go check out the Minster Bank blog and website for more information. So thinking about your job day to day, is there kind of a challenging part that you still really enjoy?
Yeah, the biggest challenge that I enjoy doing is trying to figure out somebody's situation and make it work when it's hard to do. So whenever we meet with a customer, we're going to take all their information down. And then if they want a financial plan put together, our goal is to make that financial plan work for them the best as possible. So there is a little bit challenging sometimes to make everybody's situation work how they want it to. But typically we can find some type of solution that we can all agree upon to make their retirement work for them.
Okay, great. So to kind of wrap up this session, just thinking about investing and managing your money, why do you think it's important for younger people especially to be aware of their money and their finances?
I've never met a person that's in retirement that said, I got too much. So you can never start early enough. Typically, you want to take advantage of your 401k match, things like that. You really should start earlier. You can accomplish more in your 20s and 30s than you can accomplish from 40 to 60. So we really want to emphasize getting started early, getting that compounding going. More time in the market is always better.
For you, what do you think your top three tips are for someone who's new to investing and just looking to get started?
Top three is take advantage of 401k match, start as early as possible, and then save as much as you can plus some. That's got to be the best tips to use.
So just switching gears a little bit and talking about you, how long have you been at Minster Bank?
So I'm coming up on about a year and a half, year and 9 months, so somewhere in that ballpark. The people I work with are pretty awesome. So the culture that the bank has is amazing. I don't think anybody ever has a bad day. So it's really nice working with all the different people that I get to work with. And then meeting new people, new customers every single day. And that's always exciting too.
Outside of work, David, what are some things you like to do for fun?
I love spending time with my kids. So my wife and I have three kids, so we really enjoy spending time with them. We just bought a new house in the country, so we're starting to make that transition back into the country where we both grew up. So that's going to be really exciting, spending time with them. As far as hobbies, I really enjoy golfing. So I try to golf at least once a week or so. And
visit MinsterBank.com or stop by your nearest branch to learn more about how we can serve you.